Hi, Graham, what are you doing?
I'm Skyping our Marjorie in Barnsley.
And why are you doing it in front of a picture of a palm tree?
I'm pretending I'm in Benidorm, so she doesn't come and visit me.
I can hear you, you know.
I'm only messing, Marjorie. I'll speak to you later. Justin's here.
Oh, I'm definitely not visiting you now.
Yeah, and hi to you too, Auntie Marge. Oh, I never liked that side of the family.
Yeah, not that fond of you.
So, what have you messed up this week then, Justin?
Harsh, Gran.
Oh, but fair.
Well, as it happens, this week started very well for me.
Oh, what happened?
I got nominated for an award.
An Oscar?
No, Gran. An LRA.
An LRA? What the hell's that?
LRA, it's a local radio award.
How local?
Well, it's just our station, to be honest.
Sounds terrible.
Hey, Gran, I'm proud of what I do. I speak to my local audience. They appreciate me.
I speak to Marjorie every day. I don't get an award. Mind you, I deserve a sainthood for putting up with her.
I'm still here, you know.
Pipe down, Marge. Well, forgive me if I don't get too worked up about you getting an LRA.
Yeah, I know, Gran. But it was a big deal for me. But I wasn't going to let it go to my head, though.
Everyone Quite Likes Justin by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser.
I'd like to thank my agent.
What are you doing, Justin?
I'm just practicing my acceptance speech.
Have you actually got an agent?
I have, but I've not heard from him for years. There was a rumour he was dead, but no one's told me.
Maybe he's been stuck in a long contract negotiation for you.
Anyway, what's the point of an agent? They take 20% and for what?
Getting you work, negotiating your contracts, legal advice, getting you higher fees.
Yeah, apart from all that, though, what do they do?
Raise your profile, make you famous.
Not exactly happening for me, is it?
Change your agent, mate.
Waste of time changing agents. It's like changing deck chairs on the Titanic.
Why? Were there a lot of agents on the Titanic? That must have been a disaster for the industry.
No, it means it's pointless. Changing your agent is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Pointless.
Where were the deck chairs?
On the deck, I suppose.
Oh, and is that where the agent sat?
No. It means it's pointless me changing agents like talking to you. Pointless.
Oh, you've changed since you got nominated for that award.
I haven't.
You have. Anyway, cup of tea?
Yes, please. Any biscuits?
Bourbons.
Bourbons? They're the worst biscuit. Who buys bourbons?
You used to like bourbons before you got all big-headed.
Bonjour, fellas.
Oh, you're looking very pleased with yourself, Raimondo.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, these studio tours, they're very popular with the ladies.
Meaning?
Well, the last tour, 20 on it, 19 of them women.
Isn't that because you get to pick who comes along?
No, I couldn't possibly comment.
As long as you're not bringing the station into disrepute, Raymond.
No, we do that. Would you like a bourbon, Ray?
No. No, because I've been invited round by one of them for tea and scones.
Is it scones or scones?
Maybe she'll lay both on for him. Give him the choice, like.
I'm hoping that's not the only thing she'll be laying on.
Oh, too much info, Ray.
Oh, come on, have a bit of sympathy for me. I've been single for a long time now.
Why did your wife leave you, Ray?
Long story, Brit.
Which she's now going to tell us.
Yes, the allure of Rotherham and Pepe. That Spanish gigolo proved too much for her. I should never have let her go to them salsa classes.
Rotherham doesn't sound like a place you'd find a gigolo.
No, they're everywhere, Brin. Creepy, sly dogs. Too much Cuban heel and not enough of me putting my foot down. Deadly mix.
Looking back, do you think maybe spent too much time in your attic with your model railways?
Well, it was either that or put up with her insufferable demands. Talk to me. Would you like a cup of tea? Do you fancy coming salsa with me one night? It was too much for me.
Maybe if you'd gone to salsa.
Life is full of wrong decisions, Bryn. Look at the West Coast Mainline's decision not to electrify between Rugby and Nuneaton in the 70s.
Yeah, what a cautionary tale that was for all of us. Oh, well, so who's this new lady?
She's called Barbara. Barbara Benson. It's got a nice ring to it, don't you think? Barbara Benson.
So is she single?
Well, I hope so. It's going to be a bit awkward if her husband's there.
He could nip out and get some more scones.
And some scones while he was at it.
Oh, I'm so proud of your brilliant award news.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. Mind you, it's only a nomination.
Never mind nomination. You'll walk it. Who are you up against?
Everyone who's got a show on the station, to be honest.
What? So everyone gets nominated every year?
Everyone, except me. It's my first time.
Well, there you go, then. You've obviously impressed.
It's a fix, anyhow. The Mouth will win it.
The Mouth?
Mike the Mouth McCartney from News Talk.
Oh, I love his show. He's brilliant.
Yeah, well, he always wins it.
Well, time for someone else to win it, then.
I wish. He's well in with the main judge, Charlie Smethwick.
Charlie Smethwick?
Yeah, group director. Nice bloke, but I'm not exactly in his good books.
Why?
Wife's got a dodgy eye.
Dodgy eye?
Yeah, she kind of winks one eye all the time. I met her once. I thought she was coming on to me.
And?
That's how I got in Charlie's bad books.
Well, can't you get out of him?
How?
Do you know anything about him?
I don't know the man. He's very corporate. Apart from his winking wife, all I know is that he plays a lot of golf.
Go and have a game of golf with him, then.
I'm not a golfer. It's boring. Why do they all have to dress like a pimp on a saga cruise?
Look, stop moaning and just do it. At least you're getting some recognition. Our office is being restructured. I might lose my job.
Plenty of time to play golf, then.
Very funny. Since I got back from Australia, there's an atmosphere in the office. The boss just isn't speaking to me.
You should be grateful. At least his wife isn't winking at you. And that was... Oh, I've forgotten, actually. Who was it, Bryn?
I've forgotten, too.
Well, there you go, lucky listeners. And next up, a tune by... someone else. I'm
at a Tell you what, you aren't going about winning this LRA award the right way. You won't play golf or even be good at your job.
Yeah, right. What's that smell?
What smell?
It's you. Have you got aftershave on?
Oh, this? Bravo for Men. It's new. Do you like it?
At the risk of sounding a bit camp, it's... It's gorgeous, Bryn. Yeah, gives a sniff. It's like, you know, it's hard to describe smells, isn't it?
I can. It's both floral and oriental. Floriental.
It's got like an ambery base and a sweet, fruity opening, that smell. So 2012. It's not quite Rosh's Hom, mind you, but it's smells more grown up than I expected.
That does sound slightly camp.
Well, here, give us a blast. It's lush.
Oh, you'll smell like a winner at them LRAs with this on, even though you won't be.
Ah, it's a stitch-up anyway. Mike McCartney will win it. Schmoozer. He's so in with Charlie Smethwick. He's a close personal friend.
I also suspect Mike McCartney isn't an inappropriate winker.
He's something like that. I'm just not good at that schmoozing. You know what you need to do to get on in life?
You can be a schmoozer, mate.
I'm more of a snooze than a schmoozer.
You're my plan first.
Go on.
Well, he's got this great car. It's well posh. It's American. Massive. And he parks it in the car park.
And?
So, here's my plan. We take your car down there too. We wait for Charlie's driver. Stage a little accident. And then you can say you have whiplash.
So let me get this clear. You want me to stage an accident so I can pretend to have whiplash, and how's this going to help me win the award?
Ah, this is the clever bit.
Oh, phew. For a moment, I thought the whole thing might not have been thought through.
You don't actually claim for the whiplash. You tell Charlie you're not that sort of fella.
And then I win the LRA for not being an insurance fraudster.
Yes! You get well in his good books, and you don't even have to play around with him.
I wouldn't go that far for an award.
Hello, Barbara.
Lovely to see you, Ray. I'm looking forward to giving you a guided tour after you were so great to us.
Oh, guided tour? Sounds exciting. These are for you.
Raymondo, oh, you brought some flowers you shouldn't have.
Well, I passed a garage and they were on offer. $1.99.
Oh, you are a scamp.
No, they were.
Oh, you.
No, they were, seriously.
Right, are you coming in, then? My scones are warm and ready for some cream, Raymond.
Right, let's do this. Operation Fake Car Crash.
Oh, right, there he is. Brakes on!
Oh, no, really sorry about that, mate. You seem to stop really quickly.
Oh, it's all right.
Hey, you drive for Charlie Smethwick, don't you?
Yeah, what's going on? How do you know that?
Well, we recognise the car.
Oh, yeah. It's unmistakable, a big car like this.
And we work for the radio station. Well, I suppose we better exchange insurance details and all that.
Well, there's no point, is there?
Why?
Well, if you work for a company, I'll just take you to Charlie's office. He'll sort you out.
No, no, you're all right.
Sprint the plan.
Oh, yes. I wasn't thinking.
That's a great idea, mate.
I'll just get a brush for this broken glass and take you over. And can I just say, you smell tremendous, the pair of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. How's your school? Mm-hmm. You what?
Oh, it's pretty nice, Barbara. Pretty tasty.
Well, there's more where that came from.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's nice to be able to provide for someone.
Oh, so there's no Mr. Benson?
Oh, no, I'm a widow. I've missed having a man around the place. The garden's gone to rack and ruin.
Oh, it's not that bad. I've seen worse, Barbara.
Oh, no, I really need someone to run the mower over my front patch. Would you do that for me, Ray? Would you run your mower over my front patch?
Well, I can turn my hand to odd jobs.
It doesn't bother you, I'm a widow.
No, not at all.
You're not just here to use and abuse me.
No, no.
Sex, Raymond, that's all some men have got on their minds in my experience.
Oh, no, no. Well, I'm not interested in that.
You're not interested in that.
Well, although, I mean, I'm not ruling anything out at this stage.
Would you like a tour of the house? I'd love to show you me upstairs and me downstairs.
Yeah, I'll just polish this last scone off.
I'm sorry about the incident in the car park, Justin, especially as I'm a big fan of your show.
Really? I thought I might have, you know, brought in my copybook with you after that incident.
What incident?
Last year at the awards, you know, with your wife and the eye thing.
What eye thing?
The eye... I don't know what I'm talking about, mate.
Well, I'd say you do.
I'm sorry.
I'd say you do know what you're talking about, seeing as though you're one of the front runners for DJ of the Year.
Am I? Mm. I had no idea.
Oh, yes. Very impressive entry from you this year.
Thanks. It was a nightmare getting a half hour of all our best bits from Julia. It took forever.
Too much good stuff, I expect. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink.
Or just wink in your wife's kiss.
Nothing, Charlie. Now, listen, about the car.
Yeah, well, obviously, the tail light on your car is something the company's insurance will take care of, no bother. But I'd like to make it up to you personally.
Hey, I'm not after compensation, Charlie.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, he's not one of life's no-win, no-fee claimers. Oh, I slipped on a banana skin. Can I have 10 grand? Leeches, them lawyer firms, aren't they?
Well...
Yeah, I tripped on the pavement and I got 5 grand.
Pick your feet up, idiot.
Yeah. If you're that stupid you can't negotiate a curb, you shouldn't get compensation. It's natural selection.
They should be banned.
Well, apart from the no-win, no-fee lawyers who pay us an absolute fortune for advertising.
Yeah, apart from that, yeah.
Anyway, how can I make it up to you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we could go out for a meal or something where we can... talk through the awards.
Oh, I can do better than that.
Oh, I know what you mean. Maybe just let me win the award. You know, a nod and another nod.
I find that my best business takes place, you know where?
In your office.
On the golf course.
Oh, Bryn, what did I tell you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a member up at Bramhall Lodge. How do you fancy a round with me up there?
Well, obviously, I love golf. I mean, the clothes, for one thing. I mean, brilliant. Pringle jumpers, pastel lemon Farrah slacks. What's not to like?
Excellent. What's your handicap?
Bryn. No, I'm joking. About 50.
50?
50. Oh, Justin, good one. He means 100, Charlie.
Oh. Oh, you're a pair of jokers. Mine's 12. I imagine you're similar?
Yeah, I'm about that. Give or take, call it 13.
Excellent. Well, we should have a great game. Mr. Nominee.
Well, it can't be that difficult, can it, golf?
Oh, no, it's a piece of cake. Last time I played, I got 2 holes in 1.
2?
Yeah, first one was through the clown's mouth. Second one through the door of the little windmill.
That's crazy golf.
It was crazy. Everyone said how the ball just pinged straight in. So, What are we doing now?
Go in the driving range. I need to spend all my time practicing, or I'm going to look like a fool.
Very nice tour of your downstairs, Barbara.
Oh, thank you, Ray. It's me pride and joy since me husband passed on.
I know what you mean.
Have you lost someone?
Yes, my wife.
Oh, was it sudden?
No, it was drawn out, Barbara.
She spent a lot of time under the doctor.
She spent a lot of time under Pepe, her salsa teacher. Anyway, that's that.
Still, it hurts, doesn't it, losing someone? You know, the emptiness, the misery. You feel like you'll never be happy again.
Oh, I'm happy enough. I just can't watch Strictly.
Oh, well, every cloud.
How did your husband die, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind. It's raw, but it's good to talk about it. It was an accident.
Oh, how so?
Yeah, tragic, really. He fell, plummeted head first.
Was he a mountaineer?
No, he fell down the stairs here in the house.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yes, poor Ronnie. I was with him on that very landing up there. And suddenly, he were gone, just like that.
Oh, well, that must have been horrible for you.
It was, Raymond, it was. My dear second husband, Ronnie.
Second husband?
Yes. Pete was the first.
And what happened to Pete?
Well, do you know, that's the weirdest thing. He died in a fall too.
So he was in the mountaineering game?
No, that we're here too.
Oh, was it? Whereabouts?
Down the stairs as well, carbon copy, Raymond.
And, were you with him?
Oh, yes. Just on that landing up there. Stood next to him.
Right.
Anyway, can't linger in the past, can we, Ray?
No.
Let me show you upstairs. Oh, come on, what are you waiting for?
I'm just really, really thinking this through.
Have you noticed? Real golf is much more challenging than crazy golf.
Well observed.
Although I must say, I thought real golf would be a bit different.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought there'd be more walking. And how come we both get 100 balls?
Brain, this is the driving range. We haven't started the real game yet.
Oh, that makes sense then. Wow, golf. It comes in many forms, doesn't it?
I think I'm starting to get the hang of this, Brin. Have you got a wood?
It's not that exciting, Justin.
No, the club, the big driver.
Oh, here you go.
Wow, she's a beauty. A one wood. Right, let's have a go. Address the ball, keep my head still, and...
Oh, nice swing. You look like Tiger Woods. Well, a sort of a fat white version of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, thanks.
I see the ball actually hasn't moved off the tee, though. Right, let me have a go. Do a nice drive. What about this club?
I wouldn't use that one.
Why not?
It's the putter.
Oh, OK. How about this? Here we go, and...
So, did he, or didn't he?
Hit the ball?
No, did Ray have it off with the Black Widow? I'm not interested in your silly golf game.
Millions of people play golf.
Millions of people voted for Hitler.
Well, if they'd been playing golf instead, maybe the war wouldn't have happened.
True.
I tell you, I'm a convert to the game.
Is that where you're wearing that horrible jumper?
You knitted me this.
Did I? Can't have put much thought into it.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway.
So, did you have a match with this important fella?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for carrying me, Bryn.
You're welcome. I've hired one of these robotic trolleys. Look, you press a button and it goes forwards.
Oh, it's very good, that.
Oh, and you press this button and it comes back again.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It even talks, look.
What do you mean it talks?
Well, it kind of G's you along when you play a shot. There's a sensor in the bag and it can tell if you do a good swing. Let me show you. So I do a swing here.
That's in the short stuff.
I don't know what it means, but it sort of cheers you up, doesn't it?
I can think of things that might cheer me up a bit more.
Oh, don't be harsh. The technology's still in its infancy.
You're the man.
You were the man.
You're the man.
Anyway, shall we crack on?
Well, here we are, Justin. The first tee. 473 yards, par four.
Fine. Brin, trolley.
Oh, heck, he seems to be going off over there.
That's in the short stuff.
It's not responding.
Go and chase after it, then.
It's heading down the hill.
Here, borrow my club. It's the most expensive club in my bag. Steel titanium composite. It's a monster.
Great. Let's have a go. Here we go.
Don't be nervous.
No problem. Here we go.
My car! You're supposed to keep hold of the club, Justin, and hit the ball!
The trolley's gone in the lake. I need a hand, Justin.
Hang on. Sorry about this, Charlie. Flipping heck, Brain. Couldn't you just got a normal trolley?
Couldn't you have not thrown his 400 quid golf club through the windscreen of his car?
You're the man.
You're going to go and get it, then?
I can't swim.
It's only a foot deep.
Well, you can drown in 3 inches of water.
Only if you're a cranky. Oh, sod it, I'll do it. There. See? See how I didn't drown, Bryn?
You've got mud all over you now.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why.
All over your lemon fara slacks. Oh, and what's that smell?
I think it's stagnant mud.
It stinks. Have some more aftershave.
Yeah, go on, give us a squirt.
I told you golf was rubbish. Did you lose then?
Of course I lost. I lost every hole. It was the single most embarrassing afternoon of my life.
Oh, I can't believe that's true. What about that afternoon you took a wrong turning in the doctor's surgery, having stripped off and ended up squashed against the display window of the pharmacy for 2 hours?
I've tried to erase that memory.
The chemist tried for ages to erase something from his double glazing, if I remember.
After the golf, Charlie invited us back to his.
Welcome. Come in. The wife's put on a spread for us. Is it me, or does something smell a bit weird?
It's not you.
It's stagnant water. I'll just get cleaned up here, Charlie. We'll be right in.
Well, don't dilly-dally.
Yeah, have another blast on my aftershave.
Remember what I said about his wife?
Yes, she has a bit of a lazy eye.
It's not a lazy eye.
Lazy is a new energetic, apparently.
Bryn, shut it.
Sorry, her eye. I remember.
Thing is, no matter how tempting it feels, you must under no circumstances wink back at her. That, Bryn, is a cardinal sin. I'd sooner you strip naked and defecate into the koi carp pond, to be honest.
Well, I'm up for anything. Take it as it comes, me.
I'm serious, mate.
Shall we go in?
Yeah, but give us another blast on the aftershave, will you? I'm getting a whiff of marsh gas again.
Here you go. Oh! I've sprayed it in my eye!
Oh, God.
I'm blind!
It's just one eye.
I can't open it properly. Oh, I've opened it now. Oh, no, it's shut again. Open! Now shut! I can't control it!
You boys coming in to meet the little lady?
That didn't go great.
No. I think you can safely say it wasn't our best day's work.
I didn't mean to wink at his wife.
Yeah, well, I think, to be honest with you, the cards were marked after that game of golf. It's a really stupid game, isn't it, anyway? Hey, right, come on, cafe.
Nice one. I didn't even get a vol-au-vent.
You're the man.
Only you could screw this up.
Don't have a go. I'm at a very low point in my life. The head's in bits.
You look a right mess as well. You need to get cleaned up before the award ceremony.
Oh, well, I'm not going to that LRA do now. On principle.
Principle?
Yes, it's corrupt and I have no part of it.
Very honourable.
And we've been banned. Oh.
You know what your problem is, Justin?
It's Bryn, isn't it?
No, it's you, Justin. You're always taking simple things and making them complicated.
Bryn's not technically simple.
No, I don't mean him. I mean it's your fault. You end up in all this mess.
It's not my fault. Stuff just happens to me. I never know whether just to leave things alone, in which case you tell me off for being too passive.
That's true.
Or I try and make things happen and then they always go wrong.
Well, can't you make things happen without them going wrong?
Clearly not. How's things at your work?
Oh, they've sacked the boss and asked me to apply for it.
Oh, that's brilliant news. How did you make that happen?
I just worked hard, didn't smash anything up, massively insult the senior exec's wife by taking my crackpot mate to wink at her. Oh, hiya, Ray. You're looking very smart.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. It's an outfit I haven't worn before.
It's very...
Latin?
Yeah, Latin.
I've never had it out the wardrobe. The pain was too much.
Those pants do look tight.
I bought it when Joyce was getting right into salsa.
Hey, before you knew, Pepe was getting right into...
Oh!
You're winking at me, Bryn.
Are you go going somewhere nice?
Did Justin tell you about my friend Barbara?
Oh, yeah, the staircase killer.
Justin.
Well, I didn't exactly say that.
I've been speaking to Barbara on the phone. I think I might have misjudged her.
What, so you don't think she's a killer, then?
No. My staircase-related fears are a thing of the past.
Well, you'll struggle getting upstairs in them pants, Ray.
Yes, could say that.
I can see your boleros.
Oh, Raymond. Raymond, I'm ready for you.
Where are you, my sweet?
Oh, you saucy boy. I think you know I'm in the bedroom.
You are, well, inside the bedroom, aren't you?
Yes, hurry, I need you. I'm waiting.
You're not on the landing, waiting?
Of course not, my sweet.
Hello. I'm here. Where are you?
I'm up here.
On top of that high step ladder.
Come up here, Ray. Help me change this light bulb.
Well, let me just hoist my leg up. These pants are quite restrictive.
Did Mike the Mouth McCartney win?
Yeah, he's brilliant at golf, apparently. Plays with Charlie all the time.
So what's going on with you and Lisa?
I don't know. To be honest, I think she regards me as a bit of a disappointment.
We all do. It's a shame you and Bryn aren't attracted to one another, really. You spend so much time together.
Is anybody there?
Marjorie, it's a Skype, not a séance. You'll have to go now.
Oh, God, is he still there?
I'll see you later, Gran.
In Everyone Quite Likes Justin, by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser, Justin was played by Justin Morehouse, Bryn was played by Lloyd Langford, Lisa was played by Christine Bottomley, Barbara was played by Catherine Hunt, Charlie by Mark Chatterton, Ray by Paul Copley, Golf Bag by Jim Poyser, and Gran was played by Anne Reid. The producer was Stephen Canny.
Hey, Ray. Are you all right, mate?
They say I'll be fine.
So, you went up a stepladder with her, did you?
Yeah, well, seemed a good idea at the time.
And was it?
No, it wasn't a good idea.
You were right, weren't you?
About what?
She tried to kill you.
No, she wanted me to change a light bulb. So I went up the ladder.
And she pushed you?
No, I slipped them damn Cuban heels.
It can't have been that bad. It was only a stepladder. It's not that high.
I know. But I landed astride a step in them tight trousers, legs akimbo.
Ouch.
I think I've crushed me paso dobles.